What do you usually call another fish that's used for bait, especially around here?
Well, in this area, when I say, well, I suppose the area that we would use, well, cut bait.
Yeah. Well,
cut bait, mostly down in Florida. But cut bait, red worm, African red worm, wigglers.
Which are the bigger type worm that you mentioned?
That I mentioned, probably your African red worm. Well, your wigglers would probably be larger. And your pink worm would be larger than that.
Talking about the fish that you use, would you refer to those as minnows?
Minnows, right. Well, around here we use live minnows.
Yeah.
So, I think in the Florida area, they use the cut bait comes from anything, any other type of fish that we can get the handle.
Yeah. What about, is there anything else that you call a minnow?
In terms of what?
Well, I was just wondering. Yeah, I was wondering if that's the same thing as a shiner.
Well, shiner. Oh, I see. Yeah, they have a different name. Well, they call them a shiner, right?
Okay. What about this hard-shelled animal that can
turtle?
Yeah, different types around here.
Yes, I think you got a soft-shelled turtle, and then you have I guess the obvious would be the hard shell. And whatever it's called, and then you have, it's not a turtle himself, but it's called a tappan.
Is that a land turtle exclusive?
Right, it's a little land, but land and water.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever heard of that referred to as a gopher around here?
A tappan?
Okay. What about, what would you call one that lived in salt water?
A turtle?
Okay. Again, this animal that you find in freshwater streams around here, it has claws, and some people use them for bait, some people use
crayfish.
Yeah. You ever heard that called anything else?
Crawdad.
Okay. Alright, what do you call this insect that you see at night, especially it flies around lights, tries to fly into them?
Moth.
Is that the same sort of insect that'll eat your clothes if you're not careful?
Sure.
What about these insects that you see at night and they seem to flash on and off?
Firefly.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Firefly, lightning bug.
What about this insect that you find especially around ponds, so lakes? It has a very thin body and a pair of transparent wings. It may occasionally light on your fishing pole, you have to shake it off.
Dragonfly.
Damsel, that
fly and damselflies too.
Same thing.
No, the. Let me see my play. A damselfly is much smaller. It's smaller. That damselfly is a female of the species. Same thing. Yeah.
Have you ever heard a dragonfly called anything else?
Snake doctor.
Snake doctor. You have any idea why it's called that?
No.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called a mosquito hawk? Or a darning needle?
Mm-mm, but I can see why it's called mosquito hawk.
Okay. What about some of the insects around here that would sting you?
Bees. What else do we have here? Well, we have various types of bees. We have honeybees. Mm-hmm. You have the bumblebee. Mm-hmm. You have the hornet. What else?
Not something that makes its nest out of a paper-like substance. Might be attached to a corner of a wall or something like that.
Insect that might be attached to a corner of a wall.
Yeah, it stings.
That stings. Mm-hmm. Walls.